Despite slow growth in the beginning of 2017, the economy is expected to be stronger for states in the Midwest and Plains, which includes Arkansas and Missouri. That's according to a recent Creighton University economy report. One person in Arkansas has been paying close attention to the state's economy, the executive director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, Mike Preston. He has worked closely with Governor Asa Hutchinson, bringing jobs to Arkansas while addressing a skills gap for jobs in the state. Preston visited the KASU newsroom while touring Northeast Arkansas to talk about the state's economy and plans for the future, including a potential trade deal with China. The last time he was in the area was for the announcement of a Chinese textile company buying the old Sanyo factory in Forest City.
I mean, this is a project in a building that had been sitting vacant for, you know, nearly a dozen years, and there wasn't a lot of opportunities around it, and it just so happened to be the one that really took off and happened, and it's a, you know, 1.4 million square foot facility that's being retrofit now. What used to make the old box TVs that are no longer in use. So now it's going to be retrofit for them to be spinning cotton into yarn and then transporting that back to China. So when it's up to full production, they're going to employ 800 people. So it's a lot of jobs for the area and really a shot in the arm that has been much needed.
Okay, so you're the executive director of the Economic Development Commission. You get a chance to see, the economic conditions for the entire state. What areas have you seen are doing pretty well, and what are your plans to help improve the areas that aren't doing so well?
Sure. Well, you know, statewide, you got to look where we are, and sitting at 3.4% unemployment is pretty impressive for a state. We're heading in the right direction. We have growth in all the right industries, and while it might be slower than we'd like in some instances, I think we're headed in the path. And if you break that down geographically specific, Central Arkansas is doing very well. There's a lot of growth in the financial sector in Central Arkansas. Obviously, you go into Northwest Arkansas, that is one of the fastest growing MSAs in the country, with unemployment down around 2% in that area. Obviously, growth around Walmart and Tyson, J.B. Hunt, that area is doing very well. But then if you look over here in East Arkansas and around the Jonesboro area, Jonesboro is doing very well included there. I think about a 2.8% unemployment in Craighead County, which is just fantastic. So you see a lot of growth in this area as well. Where I still see us kind of struggling are some other parts of East Arkansas and the Delta, as we talked about before in the announcement with Rui and 800 jobs coming to Forest City. That's going to be a big improvement for the Delta area. But then you look at South Arkansas, and, you know, they're kind of trailing behind the other parts of the state. But you're starting to see a reemergence in the timber industry in Arkansas. So as new home sales continue to tick up nationwide, that means an increase in the timber industry, which is very impactful for South Arkansas. They have a lot of timber woods. I think we have actually an overabundance with about 19 million acres in our state in timber. So a lot of opportunities there in South Arkansas, as well as East Arkansas, so really for our entire state to continue to grow.
Let's go into trying to boost the economy here in Arkansas. You know, Governor Hutchinson, you know, he's been really big on boosting the economy by means of education, mm-hmm. and specifically in STEM fields, you know, science, right. technology, engineering, math. Have you been able to see an impact in the governor's mission on boosting education to improve jobs here and to close that skills gap?
Absolutely. And that's really what's next for us in economic development and in job growth in our state is education. It's the workforce. We have to have a skilled and available labor pool that can come in and immediately meet the needs of industry if we want to continue to grow. For many years in economic development, the challenge was, you know, do you have sites that are ready? Do you have land available? And that still continues to be a key driver. But now always the first question we sit down with a company or a prospect or consultant is, tell me about the workforce. Do you have X amount of engineers that can do this job? Do you have X amount of CNC machining operators who can do this? And that's where we really need to try and separate ourselves from other state is by putting that emphasis in workforce. And I think you're seeing through the governor's initiatives that really taking shape. And, you know, I can point specifically to the computer coding initiative that the governor has led and now implemented in the classrooms. Arkansas being a leader in computer coding is recognized by Google and Wired magazine, and even the White House has asked for the governor's input on how we can make this on a bigger scale because Arkansas has done a great job of it. So we're now going to have a generation of people coming out of high school who have proficiency in computer science and data analytics and computer coding, which is really going to be the driver of jobs in the future. So we're readying this workforce that we have now for these future jobs. Industry is taking note of that and wants to be a part of it. So the future is bright. I give the governor a lot of credit for having the forward-thinking ability to do this. And then all the education institutions all around the state who have gotten behind this. We got to set an example as an estate. We come together on it, and I think we're doing a good job of that.
Are there any plans that the commission is going to do or that you guys are working on to help aid in the governor's mission on improving education and closing that skills gap?
We are. And one of the things that we're working very closely right now with him on is the governor appointed what we're calling the Blue Ribbon Commission on Computer Science and Data Analytics. And the governor asked myself and Charles Morgan, the founder of Axiom, to co-chair this Blue Ribbon Commission. And the charge there is to work with higher education institutions so that we can have an industry-led initiative that's tailoring curriculum for the future based on the needs of industry. So we have company representation from the CIO of Walmart and the CIO of Tyson, Warren Stevens from Stevens Inc. on there, President CEO of AT&T. A lot of people who are, hire and employ a lot of people, and they see the future of where it's going. So we're looking to have a report back to the governor by the end of summer where we're going to lay out a clear path of what the curriculum needs to look like and how the higher education institutions can quickly, tailor their curriculum to meet those needs. So we're working on that very hard. And as we speak, we've had a couple of in-person meetings with a lot of follow-up and individual meetings with companies to push this initiative through.
All right, so let's talk about rice.
Okay.
One of the biggest commodities Arkansas puts out. Recently in the governor's radio column, mm-hmm. he said that he is working on opening trade with China to export our rice to that country. What is the process for getting Arkansas rice on the plates of the Chinese?
Well, it's been a long endeavor. It's been nearly 10 years in the making, and Governor, I have made two in-person trips now to China where we have met with government officials, including all the way up to their Ministry of Agriculture, to plead the case for Arkansas rice. We've got a tremendous opportunity in front of us. I think China consumes about 80% of the world's rice, and Arkansas being the leading rice-producing state in the U.S., we now have a new market that we have not been in decades that we can start selling to. What's interesting about this is, despite us being the number one rice-producing state and producing half the rice, all the rice in the United States, China could consume our entire crop in about 2 weeks' time.
Wow.
So when you send this rice over to China, it's going to be marketed as a very high-end rice. So you think, you go to a high-end grocery store and buy, a commodity from another country and then marketed higher and you pay a little bit more, you pay a premium for it. That's what Arkansas rice is going to be in China. It's going to be that high-end rice. So there's a market for it. We're looking probably early 2018 for all the avenues to be clear. Now the agreements have been in place. We've been urging for many years now, but it seems like that's all come together and it's going to be a big shot in the arm for the rice farmers in Arkansas. And something that we're really proud of that we had, even if it was a small hand in it, but we were able to help influence that decision to open up the rice market.
Okay. And how much of an economic impact will that be on the state?
It's probably too early to tell just yet, but, we're always looking for growth opportunities. Cuba is another area, too, a market that we're trying to get back into. It's been 60 years since we've been able to really export rice directly into Cuba. So between those two countries, you're looking for multi-million dollars of impact to, our rice industry, our farmers, our shippers, everyone else that are involved in the process of growing and shipping rice.
Okay. President Trump recently, he shut down, trying to open up relations mm-hmm. with Cuba. And, Representative Crawford is one of the biggest proponents of trying to open up trading with Cuba, especially for rice and chicken and all of that. And, and some supporters have said, this would be a great, a shot in the arm, as you say, for the economy, especially here in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And opponents have said that, the money that they would get, it would actually go to fund the military. What are your thoughts on Trump's decision and Crawford's bill?
Well, I you know, really applaud Congressman Crawford and Senator Bozeman for their efforts to, and what their legislation does is try to extend terms of credit for our agriculture commodities into Cuba, so that we can actually trade on, and get our product into the country. And what President Trump did on the administration, I see the need for it, because there's still a lot of concessions that need to be made on Cuba's government side. There's a lot of human rights issues and a lot of things that we still have a major concern with here in the U.S. and we need to see and get right. What President Trump did do was leave in place our diplomatic ties. So the embassy is still open. So some of the significant things that have happened over the last, 4 years are really still in place. It's going to open up that door for us. And if the legislation that Congressman Crawford and Senator Bozeman have filed, if that passes, that's really going to help our farmers in being able to get rice and other commodities down into Cuba. So having traveled there and visited the country, you see there's a need. People are hungry. I mean, there's people on the streets who are starving. Obviously, this is, the impact of a dictatorship that's been there for many years. And, we'd certainly love to see change there, but we got to realize there's a humanitarian issue here as well, that there are people in the country who are starving, who need the impact of what our rice and our poultry could be and could mean to that country. So it's a very delicate, subject. It's got to be a balancing act. I think the Trump administration has set a good tone for it. With congressional support, I think we're going to get there.
Okay. Mike Preston, he's the executive director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. Thank you so much for joining me on the radio today.
Thank you, Brandon. Glad to be here.
Brandon Tabor, KASU News.